In this bulletin, Melbourne's COVID-19 cluster continues to grow with an additional 3 community cases. The aged care sector once again under national scrutiny. And in sport, Australian tennis players not having much luck at the French Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has reported 9 new locally acquired cases in the past 24 hours. 6 cases were announced yesterday, with an additional 3 announced today. There are currently 54 cases linked to the outbreak in Melbourne. Victoria is in its 5th day of a 7-day lockdown, with Acting Premier James Molino saying it's too early to tell if the statewide measure will be extended. The state's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton has also ruled out the return of Melbourne's Ring of Steel. There are now over 320 exposure sites across the state. Over 42,500 tests were done and 20,000 vaccines administered. Aged Care Minister Richard Colbeck has told Senate Estimates Hearing the number of COVID-19 cases linked to aged care facilities in Melbourne is 4, 2 aged care home workers, a resident and the son of a worker. He told the committee that one resident was tested twice and retested negative. 4 facilities are currently in lockdown. Senator Colbeck told the hearing he's satisfied with the pace of the vaccine rollout despite criticism from the opposition.
This is a significant logistical exercise. We visited over 2,500 aged care facilities across this country. We've delivered a very delicate vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, which needs to be stored at very low temperatures, to each of those facilities individually.
And the Morrison government is seeking advice on whether to mandate vaccines for all aged care staff. The government is also under pressure to explain why it lifted a ban on aged care staff working at multiple facilities, which was imposed after an outbreak in Victoria last year led to hundreds of deaths in aged care. The Nine Entertainment Company has formalised deals with Google and Facebook for use of content on their platforms. The company is set to receive hundreds of millions of dollars to support its newsrooms over the next 5 years. The Sydney Morning Herald, who are owned by the company, are reporting 2 deals were signed after months of negotiations. The deals are part of the Australia Media Bargaining Laws. Nine's deal is in addition to agreements already struck with News Corp, The Australian and The Daily Telegraph and the Seven West Media. Several European nations want Denmark to explain why its Foreign Secret Service allegedly helped the US spy on European leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, for more than 7 years ago. The Danish government has distanced itself from allegations, with Defence Minister Trine Bramsen calling the systematic wiretapping of close allies unacceptable. Investigative journalists from a Danish broadcaster reported over the weekend that the United States National Security Agency was aided by Denmark to spy on European politicians. French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants Denmark to explain.
The information is correct. I just want to say that it is not acceptable between allies. It is even less acceptable between allies and European partners. I'm attached to the bond of trust that unites Europeans and Americans. We have a lot to do for our common security. There is no space for suspicion amongst us. That is why we expect complete clarity. We have asked our Danish and American partners to provide all the information on these revelations and on past revelations, and we are waiting for these answers.
And in sport, Australian tennis number 2, John Millman, has been forced to withdraw from the French Open with a back injury. Australia's Jordan Thompson, Storm Sanders and wildcard entry Chris O'Connell are also out of the Paris tournament. Women's world number 2 Naomi Osaka has also withdrawn from the tournament after her media boycott drew threats of disqualification from organisers. Osaka says she's suffered bouts of depression and gets anxious speaking to media post-match. Former world number 1 Serena Williams, who is through to the second round, was understanding of Osaka's struggle.
I feel for Naomi. I feel like I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it's like. Like I said, I've been in those positions. Everyone is different and everyone handles things differently. So, you know, you just have to let her handle it the way she wants to in the best way that she thinks she can. I think she's doing the best that she can.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country at the moment. It's 19 degrees in Perth and partly cloudy. It's also partly cloudy in Adelaide where it's 20. Much the same for Melbourne, 17. A partly cloudy day in Hobart, 16. 14 and cloudy in Canberra, sunny 21 in Wollongong. Similar conditions, 20 degrees in Sydney, sunny as well, 21 for you in Newcastle. Sunny in Brisbane, 23. A couple of showers, about 27 in Cairns, and mostly sunny for Darwin where it's 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.